5,
Recording in
specifying the
progress.
time, date, location, login, or dial information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on a municipal building, municipal court, and 2 municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which should be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion for remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either on Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt to request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions they may have during that period. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, remote attendees will be muted again. In-person attendees will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at that which time the council administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on individual line or login user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Mr. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Council President Earn?
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda.
None at this time.
Okay, I see none. Item number 6, open to the public. Consent comments regarding item number 11, consent agenda. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. This is for remote attendees first.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. This is for consent agenda item number 11. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Item number 7, ordinance on a second reading, amended chapter 21, zoning, open to the public resolution, adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Supplementing Chapter 21, Zoning of the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 9th day of November 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 16th day of November 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 19th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-33.
This is open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. This is for ordinance on number 7.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion in person. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I have a second. Seated, did you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 8, ordinance on a second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the municipal code. This is also open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Seated, you please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Sections 64 and 80.12, Chapter 7, Traffic, Sections 8, 14, 17, and 25, Chapter 15, Short-Term Rentals, Section 2, 3, 8, and 9, Chapter 16, Housing and Rent Control, Sections 2, 4, 6, and 12, Chapter 19, Fire Prevention and Protection, Sections 10, 14, and 15, Chapter 20, Land Subdivision, Section 5, Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 6, and Chapter 24, Site Plan Review, Section 5, was introduced on the 5th day of December 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 7th day of December 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 19th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-34.
This is open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. See none, I'm going to close the in-person portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second. Dennis.
Seated, did you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a second reading. Item number 9, ordinance on a second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control of the Movement and Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 135 Flemington Street. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and the Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 135 Fleming Street, was introduced on the 5th day of December 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 10th day of December 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 19th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-35.
Okay, this is open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and I'll let you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. See none, I'm going to close the in-person portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Mr. Seeley, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a second reading. Item number 10, ordinance on a second reading, granting municipal consent for the operation of cable television system in the Township of Piscataway, CSC, TKR, LLC, Cablevision of Raritan Valley, and this is also open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Seeley, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance granting municipal consent for the operation of a cable television system within the Township of Piscataway, New Jersey, to CSC TKR LLC, doing business as Cablevision of Raritan Valley, was introduced on the 5th day of December 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 10th day of December 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 19th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-36.
This is open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the in-person portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Have a second?
Second.
Seated, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 11, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seated, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 12, announcements and comments from officials. Councilman Cahill?
Yes, I'd just like to wish those who are celebrating a happy Kwanzaa. And we are also coming up on the Christmas holiday. So I'd like to wish our residents who are celebrating Christmas, a very Merry Christmas, and a very Happy New Year to all of the residents of Piscataway.
Thank you. Councilwoman Carmichael.
I concur with Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill.
Thank you. Councilman Espinoza.
From our family to yours, happy holidays, everyone, and please be safe out there. Thank you.
Councilman Lombardi.
I would like to publicly thank the people that were all out the other evening for all of our water rescues in town. So I'd like to clearly thank all of our emergency services, our fire departments, our rescue squads, our DPW, and our police department for putting in all of the time during all of those water emergencies while we were sleeping. I don't think people know half of what was going on in the middle of the evening.
Councilwoman Lombardi, I have family in California who actually reached out to me saying our town was on the news in California. And she was asking how we were doing. So it was pretty bad.
So thank you to all them on behalf of all of us and everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa.
Thank you. Councilman Rouse.
Oh, yes. Just like to wish everyone, citizens, all officials and everyone, happy holidays and a blessed holidays and safe holidays. God bless.
Thank you. Councilman Shaw.
Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy New Year. And I want to say the same thing for first responder for helping out the Piscataway residents for this storm. And they always good about that for helping out the our residents. So thanks to all the people. Thanks.
Business Minister Tim Dacey.
Just a reminder that the township offices will be closing at 12 o'clock this Friday and next Friday, and will be closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and a reorganization is on January 2nd.
Thank you. Mayor Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to reiterate what Councilwoman Lombardi said about our first responders and our professional staff at the MISPO between fire, EMS, and OEM out there the last 48 hours out there, and we're still cleaning up from some of the remnants from the storm on Monday overnight. So thanks again, and I also want to thank Council President Frank Gern for chairing the council this year. It's not always easy being in that center chair. Thank you, Frank, for all your service this year, and as many of the other council members had said about the holiday season, I just want to remind residents just be safe while traversing the roads for the balance of the holiday season. I hope to see everybody next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Council Attorney Robert Moore.
No comments. Thank you.
And I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday and be safe out there. Okay. Item number 13, agenda session for January 2nd, 2024, reorganization. Ordinance on a first reading, amended and supplemented Chapter 21, resolution adopting ordinance. And then we have the mayor appointments, followed by the annual regular appointments. And then we have a resolution authorizing the return of escrow fees, 416 Victory Boulevard, 20 Sealy Avenue, 12 Water Street, and Brotherhood Street. Resolution authorizing return of engineering and inspection fees. That's on 550 William Street and Blackford Avenue, 330 South Randolphville Road, and 3 Lakeview Avenue. Resolution authorizing return of street order opening bond, block 10402, 5205 Weatherspoon Street. Resolution authorizing return of cash bond, block 4102, 101 Circle Drive. Resolution authorizing multi-party traffic signals agreement, New Brunswick Avenue and Brewster Boulevard. Resolution authorizing transfer of liquor license 1217 from MVB Wine and Liquor to Stelton Liquor LLC by right. Resolution authorizing return of safety and stabilization guarantee, block 5101 South Washington Avenue. And then we have the appointments of council committees, public safety, public work, finance, and personnel. Item number 14, remote is open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, my name is Rahim Hashmi. I live at 4 Evergreen Court.
Hello.
Am I good to start?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Waller, esteemed members of the Piscataway Township Council, and fellow residents, thank you for the opportunity to address you today. My name is Rahim Hashmi, and I'm a senior at Piscataway High School. I am before you today not just as a student, but as a concerned member of this diverse and compassionate community. Today, I bring forth a plea for humanity and compassion, a call for action that transcends borders and politics. I urge the Piscataway Township Council to pass a resolution calling for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The situation in the region has reached a critical point, with over 19,000 Palestinians losing their lives. The numbers speak volumes, and the toll on innocent lives cannot be ignored. President Biden has described the bombings as indiscriminate, echoing the sentiments of towns across America that have already taken a stand for peace. Piscataway is a melting pot of cultures and backgrounds, a place where diversity is celebrated. Many of our residents are directly affected by the conflict in Gaza, with families torn apart and lives lost. In such trying times, it is our moral duty to extend a hand of support, to speak out against the violence that has caused so much suffering. This resolution is the least we can do to demonstrate our commitment to peace and humanity. The international community has already spoken on this matter. 153 countries in the United Nations have called for a humanitarian ceasefire and passed a resolution. If the global community can unite for the sake of humanity, surely Piscataway can follow suit. Let us set an example by putting aside political differences and embracing our shared humanity. As a representative to the Piscataway Board of Education, I have witnessed firsthand the impact of global events on our local community. Muslim and Jewish students alike are fearful for their safety, and messages of discomfort due to one's identity are far too common. It is within our power to create change, to foster an environment where all residents feel safe, valued, and respected. This resolution is not about taking sides in a complex geopolitical struggle. It's about reaffirming our commitment to humanity. It's about acknowledging the pain and loss that so many of our residents are experiencing. It's about standing in solidarity with those who seek peace and justice. Let us not underestimate the power of our voices, our actions, and the influence we hold as a community. By passing this resolution, we send a strong message that Piscataway stands for peace, justice, and the well-being of all its residents. Together, let us be the change we wish to see in the world. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rahim.
I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Aiken, Campos Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
This is the consent agenda. Item 11, B for Bravo, B for Charlie, B for Delta. Are these vehicles adding to the total that the township has, or are they replacing vehicles that the township had?
David, is that all you have?
No. Oh, you want some more? Okay. Item F for Foxtrot. Both in the tax assessor Listen, have we, the township, ever used this person before? Charles E. Heck? And item number M for Mike. Temporary budget available for anyone who wants a copy. Last, these items, 7P for Papa, U for Quebec, R for Romeo, S for Sierra. Those are all grants. I'd like to know what is the amount of those different items. That's it.
Thank you, David.
So the vehicles are all replacements. We've got some older vehicles that when the new ones come in, we will sell at auction. Unfortunately, with deliveries right now, it's taking upwards of about a year to get in dump trucks and things like that. So we're bidding it. We awarded it early, and hopefully we'll get it by the end of this year. And then whatever we replace will be bid out for auction next year. For resolution F, yes, Charles Heck works with this on an annual basis for the most part, helping with some of the appraisals that's going on to make sure that we keep current with our appraisals. For M, for the temporary budget, you can get a copy of that from the clerk's office. She'll be glad to give it to you. For P, P is for... It's for the Federal Congress Save America's Treasures, and it's Historic Preservation Fund money for the Mettler Bodine House. This was awarded through Congressman Pallone's office, and that one is for $500,000. Q is for our Ecological Park. This was put in the budget by Senator Smith. And this goes through DEP, and that's a $500,000 grant. And that's going to be used for the ecological park. R is for Piscataway Promote Safe Street Grant. That's from the state of New Jersey. That's for $69,941. And Sierra is the 2023 drive sober or get pulled over end of the year holiday crackdown. It's for drunk driving, and it's currently going on. So recommend to your friends that they drink at home. And that's for $10,500.
Thank you.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised for this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary.
Sir, before you start, you have to hold the button down, and you have to continuously hold it while you speak, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Khaled Zayed, resident of Piscataway, 11831 Hose Lane West. I'm here today to urge the council to introduce and pass a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. We are calling for a ceasefire because hundreds of thousands of lives are at risk, and if we don't achieve that ceasefire, we need humanitarian aid to be delivered promptly. The federal government holds immense diplomatic and appropriations powers to save Palestinians and Israeli lives. International organizations like the Amnesty International, United Nations, World Health Organization, U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, the International Rescue Committee, and many other organizations have called for ceasefire in order to prevent a further loss of life of civilians and to be in accordance with the international humanitarian law. And 66% of American voters support a ceasefire, according to an October 20th, 2023 data for progress poll. And they want to see the U.S. leverage its diplomatic relationships to prevent further violence and civilian death. We are urging the council to call upon our U.S. congressional delegations to join us in one, urging the Biden administration to immediately call for ceasefire to urgently end the current violence and calling upon the Biden administration to promptly send and facilitate an entry of humanitarian assistance into Gaza. We are also requesting the council to condemn all forms of racism, bigotry, and discrimination and support its residents. Once this resolution passed, we are asking the council to quickly forward copies of the resolution to the President of the United States and our congressional delegations. I also prepared a quick draft resolution that I'd like to pass on to you, if you don't mind. Unfortunately, I only made like 5 copies, so if I'd like to give you that, if you please look at it and consider passing that resolution. There's a crisis going on in Gaza and the Holy Land right now. Lastly, I wanted to also invite everyone. We are inviting an author, an activist, who will be coming to our town, Miko Peled, Israeli-American author and activist. He will be coming to Piscataway on January 6th, and he will be talking about crisis in the Holy Land moving forward. So I would like to invite everyone. I will reserve a seat for you on that event. I will be emailing you the flyer. Please consider coming to that event on Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m., January 6th. I would like to see you all there so we can discuss this situation in the Holy Land. It affects us all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is, hi, good evening, council members. My name is Rehan Ahmed. I'm a resident of Piscataway for since 2005, for the last 18 years. I live in 201 Hillside Avenue. I'm here to echo what Brother Khaled and Rahim mentioned, that there's a crisis going on. There's a genocide going on with our tax dollars for all of us. And I urge the council to call for ceasefire and send that resolution to the lawmakers in New Jersey so that they can, hopefully call for ceasefire as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak? If not, I'm going to close the in-person portion. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Syed Hashmi, resident of 4 Evergreen Court, Piscataway. I'm part of this township since 2008, so it's been 15 years since I moved in this country. Thank you for giving me opportunity to talk here. So I stand before you today as a concerned member of our community, urging you to consider and pass a resolution for a humanitarian crisis in Palestine. And the situation in the region is dire, where we know that more than 19,000 people have been killed, and the numbers are moving more and more every day. And this is not just a distant issue. It hits close to home for many of our fellow Piscataway residents who have family members suffering and being killed in Gaza. At the same time, Piscataway, being a diverse and compassionate community, cannot turn a blind eye to the suffering of our fellow human beings. It is our duty to act in the face of such injustice, to be a voice for those who cannot be heard. And the numbers really speak, the volumes you have and the toll of the innocent lives, and those cannot be ignored. The international community, as you heard earlier, that 153 countries, they recognize that the urgency of the situation and pass a resolution for a humanitarian ceasefire. If the world can come together for the human life or political differences, then surely Piscataway can do the same. This resolution is not about taking sides in a complex struggle. It is about reaffirming our commitment to humanity, and it is about acknowledging the pain and loss of so many residents who are experiencing. Let's put aside political differences and remember our shared humanity. Let us be a beacon of hope and compassion in a world that so often seems divided. Passing this resolution is the least we can do, and it is the right thing to do. I implore you, esteemed members of the Council, to pass this resolution for a humanitarian ceasefire in Palestine. Let us be a community that stands for peace, justice, and the sanctity of the human life. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
Well, first, I'd like to comment.
I have to close the public portion. Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to close the public portion.
All right, I'm going to comment. Okay. First, let me start off by saying thank you for all of you coming out this evening and for the student from the high school that spoke earlier. Let me always say that the Piscataway Council is for all the residents of Piscataway. We advocate for everyone here. We traditionally do not get involved in foreign policy, but we do not condone what's happening here. We clearly hope that it's resolved as soon as possible, and we don't condone the holding of hostages or the killing of innocent people. So we don't condone any of that. And we will clearly take a look at your resolution. But as I said, we're here for all the residents of Piscataway, and I believe you know that.
Thank you, Michelle.
And the mayor would like to set up a meeting with some representatives when he's sending the flyer, includes some contact information, and we'll work on setting it up for you.
Thank you for coming out.
Coming out.
Yes, thank you for coming out. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.